the iPhones and Samsung devices will still be dwarfed in number by the government's tried-and-true approach to mobility, the BlackBerry. But the plan still represents a dramatic increase in DoD's use of the Apple and Android-based devices that now overwhelmingly dominate the commercial market. As of now, the Defense Information Systems Agency has only deployed about 4,000 of those devices under a set of revised security approval processes. The military adoption of those devices has happened in large part because DISA, Apple, and Samsung have come to terms on a process that meets DoD security needs without having to make major customizations after the phones have entered the market. DISA's goal has been to grant security approvals to commercial mobile devices no later than a month after they've hit retail shelves, and Mark Orndorff, DISA's Mission Assurance Executive, says they've been able to beat that goal.
We're still tracking with releasing the approvals, at least an interim approval, at the time of commercial release of the latest products, as in our initial three partnerships with Apple, Samsung, and BlackBerry. So, with those three technologies, we've got the process well greased, and as the Apple VI products were commercially available, they were available to the Department of Defense. And we're able to maintain the same with Samsung and BlackBerry. We've got other vendors that are working to get into that same tempo with us, and I expect that we'll soon have some additional technologies available. So bottom line is I think the process is sound. We're able to keep up with the release of the commercial technologies, and we're expanding the breadth of it to include additional coverage here as other vendors get into the NIAP process and work with us on the security guides.
DISA is already in charge of the security approval processes for most of DoD's technologies, but beyond serving as a security guard, it's also aiming to become the mobility service provider for all of the military departments and defense agencies via a single mobile device management system and a centralized application store. Kimberly Rice, DISA's mobility program manager, says the 40,000 Apple and Android devices are just the beginning. DISA says it will be ready to procure and support more devices for its DoD customers whenever they're ready to transition to the enterprise service that DISA's setting up.
I think we're going to continue to grow and see the numbers increase. And as we keep moving down the path, the MDM and some of the additional security requirements that we're going to have to implement and address with lessons learned, we're just going to keep getting better. And we expect the numbers to catch up. So there is a part of the process in there where the current users have devices that may not be an Apple device or a BlackBerry device, and they're going to have to wait for their funding and get the device turned over because they've got contracts and agreements already in place, similar to what people have in their personal life. Just because a new device is out, they're not going to necessarily turn around and break their contract and get a new device. So it's more of a ramping, a ramp up that's going to occur that'll be in line with whatever the customers have in terms of their service plans and coverage.
Things are more complicated when it comes to devices that can support classified data. The SMEPED, the handheld device that DoD's been using since 2008 for secret-level communications, will reach its scheduled end of life this year. DISA has managed to retrofit one modern smartphone, the Motorola Razr Max, with technologies that allow it to safely transmit classified data. That phone's intended to be the replacement for the SMEPED, but DISA has only deployed 270 of those units so far. Rice says the agency should be able to ramp up to 1,500 devices by the end of 2015, but its DoD customers are still concerned about whether it will be able to supply enough new devices to replace the aging SMEPEDs, which can only operate on 2G networks that commercial wireless carriers are gradually removing from operation.
We have a requirements tasker that's gone out across the department, plus our federal agency partners and others who use the SMEPEDs and asked for folks to verify what their customers basis and how many folks are going to need replacement devices. And right now, based on the numbers that we've gotten back, we have enough of DMCC devices available to support that requirement. And we are working on making sure that as the requirement is refined and we have more users coming in, that we'll be able to handle that capacity as well. So right now, based on the target numbers that we have for not only the SMEPED requirement, but the secret requirement in general, we're looking at being able to support at least at least the 3,000 users by the end of fiscal year 15, and we're working to make sure that we've got that available quantity.
DISA has also been conducting pilot programs this year that are geared toward handling top secret level communications, but for voice only, not data. Rice says those devices should also be ready to go by next year.
We have factored the device requirement into the program office's overall requirement, and so we've got enough quantity to cover the TS side. Obviously, that is a much smaller requirement than it will be for the secret users. So as of right now, based on what we know today, we should be fine in terms of having available devices.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.